KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. What an incredible day. And again, don't forget to tweet us at @E_Espinosa, E-S-P-I-N-O-S-A. Our Instagram, remember, is at Elizabeth Espinosa, E-S-P-I-N-O-S-A, not Z-A. I always love hearing from you guys. And we've got a great award show coming up in the Long Beach area. We are calling all Long Beach area architectural, engineering, contractor, and design firms. There is a big construction happening. This sounds really cool. So we thought we'd get Terry Henry on the phone. She's a spokesperson for this event. Tell us about this construction as opposed to construction. I like this.
Well, construction has been going on across the country and even internationally since 1992.
Oh.
And 4 years ago, my partner Greg Sabin and I brought it to Long Beach.
Nice.
And
what is it?
It is where architectural and engineering firms are challenged to build a 10 by 10 by 10 foot structure, out of canned goods. So they design
awesome.
And build this structure, and then they're on display for 10 days. And then after they're on display, the food, the canned goods gets donated to food finders.
That's fantastic. So this is really, there's a good cause with these canned
very good cause.
Food items. Wow.
Yep. And this is year four, and last year we are so proud to say we had a donation of 30,000 pounds of food last year.
Oh, my God. That's incredible. And you sent it to the local food banks here?
The food, Food Finders is a food rescue organization where they don't distribute the food themselves, but they deliver it to local agencies that do.
Oh, that's fantastic. How creative. So where's the competition going to take place?
It is at the Landmark Square Building Lobby in downtown Long Beach. It's 111 West Ocean Avenue in downtown Long Beach. The build day is September 21st. They'll be on display till October 1st. Then October 2nd, they are deconstructed by Food Finders volunteers and taken back to Food Finders for distribution.
Wow, that is so cool. So how do you reach out to these firms? I mean, do you already have like a list of who's participating? I mean, we still have time.
Oh, well, we give them 6 months because you can imagine it's a pretty big undertaking to design and build. And then the teams themselves are also responsible for sourcing the can. And the last couple of years, we got a very generous donation from S&W Beans, which very much helped the teams. But we've had the same, a couple of the firms have been on board the last 3 years, and we expect them to be on board the fourth, and then they kind of come and go. So we have space for seven teams, and we're just starting our outreach. The call for entries just went out last week, so we're gearing up.
Seven teams, that's fantastic. So what if somebody just wants to help or donate, volunteers, how does it work?
Well, they can contact us. I mean, we'll also always need volunteers the day of the build, and Food Finders will need volunteers for the deconstruction day. But the teams themselves, anybody can build, but they need a leader, at least a leader in the in either the architectural or engineering discipline to kind of help guide them.
Oh, okay. And I don't know, I guess everyday folks can participate, but it's kind of nice that there's such a positive final result with this construction.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we're talking to Terry Henry, who's got this really cool competition happening in Long Beach. And they're calling for, you know, they're announcing the official call for entries right now. And it benefits the food banks. It benefits people who obviously are hungry, because there really is a hunger issue in Southern California. People fail to recognize that.
Across the country, one in five people, our neighbors, are food insecure, meaning they don't know where their next meal is coming from. And these are mainly seniors and kids.
Yeah, is that terrible? It breaks my heart, because I do remember being in Africa a few years ago, and our guide was just, his jaw dropped when I told him that we had homeless people in the U.S. He's like, no, it's not possible. I said, oh, no. There are people that go hungry in the United States of America.
And these are not just homeless people. These are families with jobs or seniors that have to decide whether they're paying for their medication or they're buying food. So it's kind of under the radar screen in a lot of cases.
You are not kidding. So can you just share with me and be descriptive as best you can with the winner, last year's winner, how cool it must have looked.
It was, well, last year the theme was, it doesn't take a superhero to end hunger. And we had these amazing structures. One was an Incredible Hulk fist coming through a wall, Wonder Woman. This year's theme is rock can roll, so all the teams can depict rock and roll music in any way they want.
Oh.
So it really challenges them. It's a lot of fun.
I love that. Okay, so wait, I want to hear the other theme. So this is your fourth year, so we know rock and roll this year. Last year was...
It doesn't take a superhero.
Then what about before that?
Year two was... breakfast can make a difference, so all the teams had to do something breakfast related. There was one, you know, there was a green eggs and ham.
Terry, you're so
cute. Box. It was, you know, it really challenges them creatively. The first year, it was our first year, we did not have a theme, but we had a couple teams that really focused on Long Beach. There was one team that did the Queen Mary.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It was amazing.
How cool. So does it work where you have to use all the same labels so that it has the same look, or is it different canned goods?
Well, the labels definitely come into it because that's a big part of, you know, the color, you know, how to differentiate the colors.
Can you tell, Terry, I don't design because I, you know, I thought maybe would that have something to do with it?
Well, you know, when we get this donation, too, from S&W Beans, they were kind of, you know, they were kind of forced to use a similar label, but also, you know, you turn the labels around a little bit and sometimes they change color, you know, depending on what the product is. So, so they can work that into their design as well.
That is wonderful. All right. Well, once again, why don't you give our listeners the information so where they can find you? Somebody wants to donate their time. Somebody wants to volunteer or somebody wants to donate money just or come out as a company and donate a bunch of canned goods.
Well, the Long Beach Canstruction website address is canstructionlongbeach.org, or if they want to go to the international site just to find out about Canstruction in general, it's canstruction.org.
Great. Thank you so much,
Terry Henry
with Canstruction. Wow, that's so fantastic. I love when different communities are creative and figure out a way to... You know, put together stuff that brings communities together, and it's for a great cause. And I love that this is going to feed so many families that are working. And I think her point was really well taken. There's so many.
Thank you.
You are. You're still with me. Yay. I was going to say thank you so much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
It's one of those situations where, you know, we do as communities have to figure out a way to just help our neighbors. Very, very important. All right. So if you want to tweet us, you want more information, go to KFIAM640.com. If you tweet me again, it's at E_Espinosa, and Instagram is at Elizabeth Espinosa.